Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Wathan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Pachioruk moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Oryk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires to first and picks off Pachyorek. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins is hit by the pitch. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 1 in the game. Almone strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Wilson moves to third. Way then moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. Way then moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paciorek strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Luzinski moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive towards first. Patchy Oreck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quisenberry fires to first and picks off LaFleur. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Akins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Bill Almon. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from way then and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.